And I think the great man is there on the line. Sorb, good morning.
Morning, Ray. Morning, Bulldog. What an exciting round six so far. Fantastic games, most of them close, and it is hotting up.
Well, what did you make, firstly, of South Sydney last night? So much drama going into that Sharks game, centering on the Rabbits, probably for the wrong reasons, in their coach, Jason Demetrio. I thought they had a real dig last night, Sorb.
Yeah, they did, but I didn't think the opposition was all that great, and another poor performance, I thought, by South overall. I mean, the demise of South Sydney and the pending sacking of their coach, Jason Demetrio, it coincides with the MIA season for the star 5'8", Cody Walker. Walker has been poor in 2024 by his own standards. He's been virtually invisible in South. From one from six for South Sydney, it's just not good enough. And Walker was expected to be lethal this season in a back line which included Jack Whiten, Latrell Mitchell and Alex Johnston. It simply hasn't happened. I thought last night the ordinary Walker form continued when his coach and club needed him most. So the selection gambles by the coach, Jason Demetrio, were really desperate. Peter Mamazoulis made 49 tackles, but none of them hurt. Dean Hawkins confirmed his New South Wales Cup standard. Jai Gray at fullback, he was lively, the little bike, but you need to be much more to play fullback in the NRL. South's dressing room resembled a morgue after last night's loss. I've never seen so many people just standing around gawking at the coach as he met his players as they filed in one by one. I felt sorry for Demetrio. He's copping what coaches cop when teams don't win. Some of the highly paid stars at South Sydney should look at themselves. Sam Burgess was right after all. There is trouble there, and it's going to take somebody that's very strong to fix it.
Zorb, I thought the Dogs were a tad unlucky down there in Melbourne. They're a improving side, aren't they?
Well, they're not far off some big scalps, Bulldog. They were desperately unlucky not to beat the Storm in Melbourne on Friday night. I thought Cameron Soraldo's side matched the Storm in every department in the game. They scored some brilliant tries in the second half, all to Josh Addo-Carr against his whole side. I thought Bronson Cherry, Viliami Kiku and Addo-Carr, they tore Melbourne to bits down the Storm's right side defence. Good performance by them. I thought, as I said, unlucky. Three second-half tries to them should have been enough to get them home. But in the end, they just know how to win, don't they, the Melbourne Storm. But I can't see them winning this competition. They're up there, and they'll be up there all year, but I'm not counting them as the side that can win it.
Manly and Warriors, 22-all, thrilling contest from all reports. Orb, no doubt you watched it. And out of that game, you may have a bolter for the Blues number nine jumper.
Well, I think so. I think Wade Egan's, I don't think he's a bolter. I think he's had brilliant form over last year, and he's carried that over from 2023. He's earned himself a New South Wales origin jersey in my book. Appy Corrissau will have support, but I think it's time to look for the future. It's Egan's nine for mine. He's clever out of dummy half, and with quick play the balls, he can destroy the opposition teams around the rucks. Corrissau's clash today with the Dragons pack will be vital for the Tigers, and Appy has never let you down, but I think it's time for a change in the New South Wales Blues, and I think Wade Egan is that man to take the Blues into the upcoming Origin Series. Now, that game over in Auckland was a terrific contest. Some of the referee appointments I want to talk about in the NRL, they're puzzling, to say the least, in 2024. For some weeks now, Chris Butler has been making some, well, scratch-your-head decisions in the bunker. So it was a shock for many to see him bob up with a whistle for the Vital Seagulls versus Warrior match in Auckland yesterday afternoon. It was no surprise to see him send up a no-try signal to the bunker in the opening minutes of the game. It was also no surprise to see the decision overturned with DCE, Daly Cherry Evans, awarded the try, which we can all pick up straight away. For mine, and it's only my opinion, Butler is slow around the field, and he doesn't, in my opinion, again, to have much confidence in his refereeing. Too many times we're saying, the butler did it.
Very good.
Zorba said a day last week, or during the week, with the passing of someone I know that you were close to, the great Keith Barnes.
Yeah, Bulldog. I mean, we seem to be every week talking about legends of our game who are passing. And it's just that period of their lives, I suppose. But Keith Barnes, Golden Boots, perhaps the greatest ever to pull on the mighty black and gold of Balmain during some great times for them. Barnsley was a great player. He's also a great administrator, passing away at 89 years of age. The man from Wales who never lost his great Welsh accent. What I remember about Keith Barnes was not only was he a great goal kicker and a tremendous player, a great fullback, but I remember him as a man that loved his club so much and a man that gave his all as a chief executive and also running the Leeds club at the time at Leichhardt. Barnsley was someone different to deal with him. Particularly when it came to contracts, was something that was very tough for the players and coach. And Warren Ryan was a member of the 2GB Hollywood and Zorba call during those days in the late 80s, early 90s. And Warren had his contract to be renewed. And he said to me, Zorba, will you come in with me and do my bidding for me? I've always been pretty good at doing others, but not so good on my own. But I agreed, and in we went. I said to him, whatever I do, whenever I stand up to walk out, and we're going to have to several times, you've got to come with me without any suggestion of staying there. So I got up seven times. Warren Ryan got up seven times, and it took that seven different times to leave to get what we wanted. He was a hard taskmaster, but always doing what was right for his club.
Yeah, no, great tribute, Zorb. Well done. Hey, Zorb, we've got two games to complete this weekend's round. The Tigers take on the Dragons. It's the 4:05 game. The Raiders take on the Gold Coast. It's 6:15. Tigers-Dragons game. $1.85 faves the Tigers. They're head-to-head. The line betting, $1.85. 1.5 start the Drags.
I'm going to go for an upset in the eyes of many here. I think St George Illawarra can beat the Tigers today out of Campbelltown. The Tigers don't have such a great home record at Campbelltown, not that they play a heap of games there, but I think players like Hunt, Lomax, Suli, they're real quality. And I think if they have big games today, and I expect them to, I think St George Illawarra can cause an upset. So I'll go for St George Illawarra in that game, and in the other game, I simply cannot tip aside. I can see what's wrong with Des Hasler's yet to win Tigers, Titans. They've got players that are strange in names to the NRL. Just listen to these Christian names. Harley, AJ, Jojo, Jamin, Flo, Fleece. Can't win with a side with names like that. I'm going up for the Ricky's Raiders with the lots of James Matthews, Sebastians, Eason's, those sort of guys. I think they'll win. Raiders to beat the Titans 13+.
Zorb sounds like the guy you take the races for the first time. He knows nothing about the horses. Says, I'll back this one. I like the name. And they win. Oh,
the way I punt, it'd probably be better.
Hey, good on you, Zorb. I really appreciate it. Enjoy your footy today. We'll talk next Sunday.
Okay, have a good one, boys.